Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, Eastside locals. Just in time for the holidays, Advanced Airlines has another great deal for you. Advanced has extended a special 10-pack of one-way tickets at an extreme discount. $155 per ticket to the LA airports and $165 per ticket to Carlsbad. Flights leave Mammoth Lakes on Thursdays or Fridays and return on Sundays or Mondays only. And yes, they are fully transferable. Go to visitmammoth.com/flylocal for more information. Offer cannot be combined with the locals discount code.
Hey, welcome back. Starting off the list today, let's go ahead with the Bishop Bronco girls soccer season ends. That's right, the Bishop Lady Broncos soccer team season has come to an end. They finished first in the High Desert League with a record of 14-0. They were ranked first in the CIF Central District Division 5 and made it to the championship game in Division 4. Last night, the team had their award ceremony. 14 of the 18 players received the Academic Scholar Award for having a 3.5 GPA or higher. The team had a cumulative GPA of 3.65. That placed them in the top 5 highest GPAs for all of the CIF Central District. Coach Bill Daly stated the team was truly a team this year. Their team effort is what allowed them to succeed. The team finished the season with 121 goals scored and only 2 league goals allowed to be scored against. The players stepped up when we needed them the most, Coach Bill Daly stated. He is extremely proud of the effort and the teamwork that was consistent throughout the year. Way to go, ladies. Congratulations. Let's take a look at the Death Valley Natural History Association's March newsletter. Furnace Creek Visitor Center hosts a new exhibit sponsored by the Fund for People in Parks and the Death Valley Natural History Association that tells the story of a number of inspiring and determined women who lived in the area many years ago and influenced the development of Death Valley. Let's see, we've talked about that one. Death Valley seeks public input on Salt Creek Boardwalk replacement. We've talked about that one too. Solitude with 1,100,000. In 2022, 1,100,000 people visited Death Valley National Park. January, February, and March were extremely busy compared to past years, while visitations in August, September, and October was about half of normal levels. Visitation picked up in November, and the park had its fourth busiest December ever. Solitude is possible when visiting Death Valley National Park regardless of how busy it is. By choosing when to visit, the park is busiest during spring breaks and winter holidays. Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Martin Luther King Day, and President's Day. Whereas there is low visitation between Thanksgiving and Christmas and in early January. With 5,270 square miles to enjoy, Death Valley National Park offers endless opportunities for recreation, even on the busiest day. To read the rest of the story, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Tickets and camping for the 31st Annual Mill Pond Music Festival go on sale April 1st. Says, Dear Mill Pond friends, we are excited to announce the 31st Annual Mill Pond Music Festival. The official festival dates are September 15th through the 17th. We're planning another great weekend of music, art, and fun in the Eastern Sierras. Our staff is busy putting together a stellar lineup, and we'll be announcing more artists as they are confirmed. First acts confirmed. We are thrilled to announce the first confirmed acts for the 31st Annual Mill Pond Music Festival, The Brothers. The Brothers are the indie folk duo of Adam and David Moss. The identical twins were born and raised in Peoria, Illinois, and originally based in Brooklyn, but have been ultimately and profoundly shaped by indiscriminate ramblings. They are the kind of people who have a story about everything, and more so, one you might genuinely like to hear. The Faux Pas. The Faux Pas have a problem. They're a triangle band in a land of circles, musically impossible to describe. They don't even fit into today's often hyphenated genre world. With the considerable success and praise the band has seen since coming out of the pandemic, the Paws decided to add longtime friend and collaborator Zoe Gigeno to their touring outfit on the upright bass. Zoe only deepens the group's already massive sound while freeing each member up for more creative expressions on their various instruments. The Faux Pas live show is an explosive roller coaster ride that brings the audience along. To Hackspey and Ridgecrest Cleanup California Days, postponed. The previously announced Clean California Community Day cleanups for Tehachapi and Ridgecrest have been postponed due to inclement weather in the forecast. Caltrans is working with both communities to reschedule the events, which were to take place at Antelope Run in Tehachapi and Leroy Jackson Sports Complex in Ridgecrest on March 20th and 21st, respectively. Caltrans will announce the rescheduled cleanup dates once they have been decided. Looking at the Mammoth Lakes Weekly Chamber News, this week, we got Wednesday the Power Lunch at 12 to 1. Later that day, we have Moon Dreamers with Smoke Tree, Women in Business, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Thursday, March 23rd, Joey Henderson will be at Distance Brewing. Friday, March 24th, Imaka Food Distribution, from 11 a.m. to 11:45. Next week, Sunday, March 26th, will be Comedy Night at the TV Bar Social Club, Firesider Workshop with Smoke Tree Massage, Cassie Bergenbaugh at Distance Brewing. March 27th, Monday, will be an open mic at Distance Brewing. Tuesday, March 28th, Business After Hours, 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, March 30th, Community Coffee from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Matt Stacka at Distance Brewing. And to get the full calendar of events, go to EasternSierraNow.com and click the link. Mammoth Lakes Recreation this week, March 20th. Plan your summer adventures at the Recreation Expo. Discover a new summer adventure for yourself, your family, or your friends at the 2023 Summer Recreation Expo from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, March 28th at the Mammoth High School Gym. This one-stop shop for everything recreation is your opportunity to plan your summer of adventure by interacting, learning, or registering for the many diverse summer programs offered by the Parks and Recreation Department and our many Eastern Sierra recreation providers. The Summer Recreation Expo is a free event, and all attendees will be entered in a drawing to win some great raffle prizes throughout the night, including one free Mammoth Lakes Park and Recreation Department summer camp. Additional raffle tickets are available for purchase. All proceeds benefit the Tony Calasardo Scholarship Fund, ensuring every child has the opportunity to participate in our camps and programs regardless of income. And taking a look at the weather today for Mammoth. It's going to be snowing with a high of 28 and a low of 13. Tomorrow, snow showers with a high of 29 and a low of 12. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 31 and a low of 8. Also looking at Bishop, today is going to be raining with a high of 48 and a low of 30. Tomorrow is going to be afternoon showers with a high of 49 and a low of 30. And Thursday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 58 and a low of 27. And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.